And welcome back to TheFinalScore.tv. Dick Fain with you. A very special Friday night, a very special weekend in high school sports here, not only in the Seattle area, but the entire state of Washington, as we're trying to get the word out, as we're honoring those at Marysville-Pilchuck who have gone through, obviously, tragedy and a very, very tough time. And joining us to give us a little bit more information on that, Ed Haskins, my old friend, the athletic director at Garfield, as well as the head boys basketball coach. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Dick. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And obviously, our conversation today, unfortunately, transpires because of some very terrible circumstances of what happened last week at Marysville-Pilchuck. But I know that the Seattle schools and Eric McCurdy and yourself and the other athletic directors are trying to make the most out of a very, very tragic situation. So maybe fill us in on what's going on at Garfield and the rest of the Seattle schools.
Well, thanks, Dick. I really appreciate this opportunity, first of all, to get the word out. And I think that ultimately what we want to do is just try to foster some healing and just some hope, you know, and just show a sense of unity throughout the, not just the city of Seattle, but the state of Washington and the Marysville-Pilchuck that transpired. And also, we just right in our backyard, you know, we had a young girl from Rocky Crossy Middle School who was shot, sixth grader. And so we just felt like it was time for not just Seattle Public Schools at large, but the athletic portion, the public arm, I like to call it, of the school system. We would like for that to show and say, hey, you know, this is what we want to do. And just to kind of give our support and show our support, you know, for what's going on and saying, you know, we're with you. And that's what this is really about. And, you know, we're asking everyone, you know, this weekend, we have a game tomorrow night. We play Blanchette, which is actually kind of twofold. It's the anniversary, it's the 39th anniversary of the, what some people would deem as the greatest game, football game ever played between Garfield and Blanchette. And so we'll have some honorees out there doing an honorary coin toss, but really, we don't want that to be the primary focus. The primary focus, and what we're asking people to do, is wear white, just to, like I said, just to show your support and to foster a little bit of hope and healing, and you know, that's what we're really all about here, you know, and that's for the kids, that's for the community, that's for our schools, and so hopefully, we can get some people to come out and support us tomorrow night. We play at Memorial Stadium, which is right in the shadow of the Space Needle, at 5 p.m. against Blanchette.
So, celebrating, obviously, the anniversary. I know Bruce Harrell, our councilman, Joe Steele, who some call the greatest running back this state has ever seen in high school football, and those that remember him playing back in the 70s probably carry that flag. So that's going to be a lot of fun for that to remember that game. And then also the more important thing, as you mentioned, was to wear white in honor of those hurting up in Marysville. Now, this isn't just a football thing, right? This is going to be all through the school district in all sports, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have a couple other playoff games going on even today. We have our soccer team that will be on the Memorial at 3:30. We have our volleyball team that will be back here in the playoffs here at Garfield tonight as well. So I'll be kind of going back and forth and getting my good dose of athletics here over the next, 24 hours. We're asking everyone, at all the events that transpire, starting today, really, would really just come out and support and show you where you're white, and at least wear a white top. We understand it might be wet and rainy or whatever, but if you can, wear a white top to bottom, but at least wear a white top just to show your support.
Very good. That's awesome. And you guys got a pretty good football team going right now. I think 6-2. And I was looking back at the annals. It looked like 1979 the last time I could find a Garfield team in the state tournament. I know you're not the state yet, but when's the last time Garfield played postseason play?
You know, it's been a month of Sundays, if I can say it like that.
I gotcha.
No, it's been. I want to say it was 1990. I want to say 2.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
and I can be, don't quote me. All you
right
out there,
I got gotcha.
If I missed a year, forgive me. But
it's been a day, right? It's been a day.
Long time. It's been over 20 years. Absolutely, it has. And I tell you what, and you know me, Dick. I'm a basketball guy. People don't know this, but I love football. I absolutely love it. But this has totally ignited our school, our fan base, our alumni, you know, and I believe, regardless of Garfield being a basketball, quote unquote, basketball school, I believe any type of catalyst to any school, including Garfield, is football. And it really, some of it just has to do with the pure numbers of kids that are participating in it. But so we're very excited, you know, about, I'm excited that, you know, I have to give a shout out to Coach Sparks, who was a fellow Cougar. We went to Washington State together. You know what I mean? And I'm super excited that he was able to come back and do what he's doing with the boys and get them to believe and get some W's up on the board. So we're really excited about it.
There you go.
It's been a fun season.
Well, it has been a fun season, no question. I was able to come out to one of your games a little bit earlier on this year at Memorial Stadium. So it's great to see some buzz back for Bulldog football. And we'll talk to you during hoop season. All right, my man?
All right, sounds good, Dick. You take care, man.
That's Ed Haskins, AD and basketball coach at Garfield High School here on the Final Score.TV.